All right, and we're back on this Friday night. Glad to have you along. When I think of my friend and colleague, Reverend Ted Pike, of many years, he's your friend and colleague as well, I tend to think of Ted as a journalist, but he's much, much more than that. He is courageous. He is certainly one of the great spiritual people who is in the media spotlight. He is pressing for all of us to stand up and make damn sure that our First Amendment freedoms never go away. He has fought for well over two decades to protect your freedom of speech, and most of you, well, except for those who listen to this program for any length of time, never really heard about Ted Pike. But he's here with us tonight to talk about what he's been doing lately. He never sleeps. He never rests. If there is something that can be done to possibly alert more people to the great danger that is indeed closing in on our once magnificent nation. Ted, hello and welcome back.
No, thanks again for having me, Jeff.
My pleasure. I wasn't being facetious. I think of you as a kind of a, I don't know, a spiritual journalist of sorts.
You know, the ADL has about 10 pages on me on their ADL.org, and they say there rather wearily that Ted Pike's writings are never ending. And I consider that a real badge of honor.
You bet.
You know, the reason I do this, I'll tell you in a nutshell. It's in the Bible, in Ezekiel 33, God tells the watchman who's on the wall, he says, you simply got to tell the people the whole truth about any movements in the underbrush out there, any quivering grass, anything outside the city walls that might indicate that the enemy is circling the city, particularly at night. Like a little terrier, you've got to raise your voice. You've got to bark real loud. You've got to wake up the slumbering city. And I literally believe what it says in Ezekiel, that if I do not do that, if I postpone, if I rationalize, if I get distracted from this great calling and the great danger that is surrounding a civilized society today, then I will lose my soul. So this is nothing to play around with. And it's for that reason, I'll be very, very candid tonight, that several weeks ago, I went to Brother Nathaniel Kapner's website, watched one of his videos, and then I saw some Alex Jones videos there. And I was quite amazed in the first video I saw by Alex Jones, a 10-minute video, how he was really kind of baring his soul, and he was saying that he was kind of sick and tired of not speaking the whole truth about Israel. And then he really opened up. He talked about how Israel has nukes, actually more than 400 upon the authority of Mordecai Vanunu, he said. Israel is a danger, he said, to start a dirty nuclear conflict with Iran. He says he's against subsidizing Israel to the tune of probably $5 billion a year. He says Israel has been caught many times spying on America, and on and on. And I was just quite astonished, because I knew that he did not have a reputation for speaking out, and he was not speaking out as a true watchman should be speaking out about every possible manifestation of this very, very great danger, which is not only without the United States, but that pervades the media, pervades finance, international finance and domestic finance. It's behind communism. It's behind liberalism. It's in TV and publishing, the newspapers,
sure,
the big book publishing, Jewish civil liberties fronts, attack groups like ADL, the Southern Poverty Law, ACL, and so on, as well as being behind communism, controlling communism, and the AIPAC and communism in Congress, and so on, and not to mention the consistent prevalence of Jews in every administration, Republican and Democrat. This is a massive, massive program. And I was so concerned that Jones is not speaking all the truth he knows, that I came out with an open letter in which, from a biblical, high ethical point of view, I pointed out, I said, I addressed him directly, and I said, you claim to be a Christian on this first video, but you are not speaking the whole truth as you should be speaking it. And I And that letter, which was published at Rents.com and sent out very widely, enormously, it went viral pretty much on the Internet. At least 50 blogs and websites put that up. I delivered my soul at last, because I have been rather grieved by Jones over the years, because I have been fighting, as you know, and many, many Americans know, I have been fighting with all of my strength to defeat especially the federal hate crimes bill, certainly since the turn of the century, for 10 years. And about 2005, with the arrest of the Philly 11 back in Pennsylvania, I got on radio big time, and many people helped me draw attention to the danger of the federal hate crimes bill, and wrote. Jones had me on a few times, but unfortunately, especially over the last 4 years, as we finally reached the final passage last spring, mm-hmm. I have been very disappointed by the many times I have left messages with Jones saying, please put me on, let me dramatize the imminent passage of the federal hate crimes bill. Let's get the word out.
You claim crucial.
You have millions of listeners. Yeah. Let's get a high-energy program of consistently warning, not only about the hate bill, but about the end of bill and cyberbullying bill and all these other ADL-generated bills coming through through Congress. And most of the time, with very, very few exceptions, Jones has not responded. In the times of very greatest crisis, very greatest opportunity, and when he has put me on three or four times during these crises over the last 4 years, it's always been literally almost at the very last moment when the least can be done. So we're talking tonight about why.
Ted, I have a question, Ted.
Yes.
When was this original tape you alluded to made approximately?
Now, that was 2 years ago.
Huh.
It's all on right, YouTube.
Because
it's
that's antithetical to what I'm told most of the time is presented in terms of the issue of those topics that were mentioned. That's very interesting.
Hmm. Well, he seemed to be kind of bearing his soul, and I began my article by saying it was with pleasure that I heard him come out with a relatively little bit amount of truth on this subject, but that's not what the true watchman is all about. The true watchman is obligated to speak the whole truth just as soon as he knows the danger is coming.
And speak it all the time.
And speak it on all of these huge topics.
Well, we fought, I did my little tiny bit, but you fought against these hate bills, and I don't know how many other hosts did, but not enough. Fortunately, because of your tenacity and the people waking up, we were able to, until last year, or was it this year, forestall this. The bill that's passed now is a matter of law. It's not being enforced, to my knowledge, but it's a very bad legal precedent. I'm amazed that you didn't get more help than you did. These are things that are going to tear this country down and reconfigure it into something like a fascist autocratic corporatocracy, which no one will enjoy living in, and the rich will only become richer, the middle class will all but vanish, and the people will be living basically at the bottom of the barrel.
Yes.
Not good.
Well, Jones is a very talented person. He obviously has a very, very substantial outreach. And my only motivation 2 weeks ago was I was astonished at the amount of information he knew on this subject, but he was not being faithful to it. And what I like of Jones is out of him is that he repents, that he gets on his knees to God and say, I have not been speaking the whole truth. I have not been living up to the fundamental, absolutely basic necessity of any broadcaster, whether they're Christian or not, which is to speak the whole truth to the people and not parse it out into half-truths and compromised and so on. I am just absolutely sick of the prevailing, almost inexorable tendency, even in the Tea Party movement, to begin to make compromises, begin to water down the truth, begin to make your adjustments with the Zionists and the liberals and so on. And for example, this big bash that Glenn Beck had back in the mall in Washington is supposed to have more than 100,000 people. Who does he have there right up on top, up on the platform with him, but John L. Hagee, who is
I know. That's
literally
amazing.
He's too embarrassed of the name of Jesus Christ to even allow the name of Jesus Christ to be mentioned in prayer or praise or testimony or witness in any of these Christians United for Israel conference.
Pretty amazing. All right, stand by, Ted. We'll be right back. Listening to Reverend Ted Pike present his feelings and observations. And he is to be found, of course, at truthtellers.org and at rents.com. He has his own featured story archive, and you'll see his picture and featured story box if you scroll down. Be right back. Okay, and we're back with Ted Pike. All right, Ted, where are we now in the war against organized Zionism? And you mentioned isms. Zionism actually has begotten most isms of the last 100 years when you really trace it back. It doesn't matter what it is. Bolshevism, communism, socialism, feminism, these all come from Zionist programs to one degree or another.
Well, actually, we're making some progress.
Good.
The Greenberg polling service is a national pro-Jewish, pro-Zionist polling agency which has the endorsement of the government of Israel, and they wanted to find out what the general effect upon the American public was of the Israel's terrorist attack upon the Free Gaza Flotilla back on May 31st. And during June, they polled I don't know how many Americans, and they found some very disturbing news for the Zionists. They found that almost one out of every two Americans following the flotilla attack now is convinced that we should no longer support the state of Israel. That's 150 million people or so. 49% of the American people now believe we should not no longer support the state of Israel. There was a 12 or 13 point drop during the month of June. It went from 63% thought we should support Israel in May on May 31st, and by July 1st it dropped down to 51%. I guess that's 12% drop, staggering drop. And a special meeting was called in the government of Israel with top people there. Shimon Peres, I believe, was there looking over this staggering setback in popularity for Israel among the American people. Now, just returning briefly to Jones, I think Jones should realize that we have a tremendous opportunity and a tremendous listening audience that's out there waiting for him to start speaking the whole truth about Israel, rather than feeling that that's the kiss of death and he's going to be called an anti-Semite. Well, if half of the American people now are in disapproval of our support to Israel, What that speaks of is that these people have done some real thinking about this. They didn't buy this Israeli propaganda and their videos and so on, We Con the World video. They didn't buy all that stuff. They realized something was very out of line by the Israeli Navy surrounding these ships and boarding them and shooting up, literally shooting more than 50 people, sometimes some of them as much as four times.
In the head. In the head, Ted. These were executions.
Yeah, Israel says, oh, we just naively let down these commandos on the lines down onto the board of the ship. Yeah. And to our great surprise, these people came after us with batons and kitchen knives and so on. We just had to shoot up more than 50 of them. We regretted to do it, but we just had to do it. You know, the American people aren't that dumb. And for the consensus of 12% of the American people have decided now in disgust that they don't want to even support Israel anymore. That's the kind of good news I want to report. And we are waiting momentarily now as the UN Human Rights Council is doing a very serious investigation of exactly what happened. And of course, Israel claimed, well, Israel wants the truth, and we can have Israel says they're going to have an in-house investigation.
They're not
allowing any flotilla survivors to testify.
No,
they're not even allowing their own commanders to testify. Only the very top brass are being allowed to testify.
We know.
And so it's no surprise that the verdict is that Israel is guiltless. But the American people, I don't believe, bought that as gullibly as Israel thought. And right now we're waiting to see what this report will be. I hope it will be truthful, and by being truthful, I believe it will be very, very indicting of Israel.
Well, how can it not be? Come on, Israel's got 60 years of being indictable over genocide, property theft, property destruction, you name it. And where is the center of the world ecstasy production? Where is the center of the pornography industry? Lies within Israeli hands. They run it.
Yeah.
And we could go on from there for hours. This is old news to our listeners, but the average American who is a captive of the Zionist media combine just really doesn't want to look behind the curtain at all. They just want to watch their programs, push their remote control, give themselves another fix or a high, and have another beer, watch their sports teams, and avoid as much as they can reality. Reality is not pleasant right now. And nor is it going to be for quite some time.
Well, again, on the other hand, though, we have never seen a world consensus of disapproval of Israel like we see today. And we're not talking just about the people. We're talking about governments.
Oh, you're right. Well, look how long they got away with it, though. 60 years.
Yeah, I know it. But I believe the honeymoon is really over. And
the bride and groom are dead.
The governments of Europe are not under this... obligation to bless Israel unconditionally, which comes from the Bible Belt, USA, Hagee and Falwell, and that tradition of evangelical...
Those people are the most dangerous people in this country, and this new organization now, headed by Crystal, and I've forgotten who else, which has as its primary goal the, shall we say, molding and controlling of America's 30 to 35 million Christian evangelical kooks. They want to bring these people into this organization and use them as an extension of Zionism.
Yes.
And those are the people, if we had death camps, who would man them and do exactly what they were told, because they would be doing it for what they believe is God's will.
That's right.
This is all perverted beyond belief. Back in a minute with Reverend Ted Pike. Okay, and we're back with Reverend Ted Pike talking about crucial issues. Ted, do you hold out much hope for November and the midterm elections? Are we going to get any kind of a swing that you're hoping for, which will bring some more sympathetic ears into key positions in the Congress for our side?
Well, I'm not a political guru in that sense, but I do pray. I do pray, and I hope that we can at least take control back of the House and get a voting majority in the Senate again. If we can do that, then we can at least block and filibuster any more evil legislation. We can keep the end of bill from being resurrected. I just sent out an e-alert yesterday or day before concerning the Don't Ask, Don't Tell repeal, which Senate Majority Leader Reid says he will bring to a vote next Tuesday in the Senate.
I encourage everyone to
call their senators immediately and protest the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. But I think the bigger the stink we make about any more of this perverse, pro-homosexual, weird legislation, literally in the hours before the November election, the more the chances we're going to have to raise up outrage and disgust among the American people and get the Democrats out of Congress.
All right. So who have been the congressmen or women who have been helpful, supportive, and who, in your opinion, are really Americans who care, who still have spiritual values, who still care and want this country to at least return to some reasonable normalcy, which it's lost in so many areas? Any names come to mind?
Yes, there certainly are. All of the Republicans that I know of are Israel firsters, and that is, of course, a great disappointment.
Oh.
But they are reelected by the evangelicals, and I'm not going
right.
to judge them.
Right.
But Louis Gohmert, Judge Gohmert from Texas, is a prominent member of the House Judiciary Committee, and especially the Subcommittee on Crime. And he is a real fighter, a godly Christian man who just goes the limit in speaking the truth and fighting against these hate bills. He and others fought bitterly the federal hate bill in the spring, but Louis Gohmert single-handedly, under the encouragement very largely, primarily of the National Prayer Network, our organization, getting many, many calls encouraging him, was able to defeat the ADL's cyberbullying bill as well as their AWARE bill, which that's the acronym for it, which is a companion to the cyberbullying bill, mandating a federal pro-homosexual education, I should say, from grade school, kindergarten, all the way through college. Louis Gohmert stands out. Steve Forbes is another good fighter, as well as Bob Goodlatte, another. These are all members of the House Judiciary Committee, Bob Goodlatte, and there's quite a cluster of them there. You can, in fact, if you just go to the House Judiciary Committee at the government website and just read them all, they all stood strong against the hate bill. And Steve King, in particular, was instrumental this spring in dramatizing the statement that all 547 paraphilias would be included under protection in the hate bill. I ran away with that. We got tremendous indignation against that statement. I forget the congressman who made that, the Democrat. But there's some real fighters there. They're willing to fight again if the people stand behind them. Over on the Senate side, the Senate has been quite disappointing. They totally fell through a year ago and letting the hate bill pass. In fact, 2 years ago, the Senate is pretty weak. But Jeff Sessions is the one redeeming senator in the Senate Judiciary Committee who did put up a good fight. And his cross-examination of Attorney General Eric Holder, we have included in a 10-minute video at truthtellers.org, our website, which was very popularly received. And we have him catching Holder again and again with inconsistencies particularly Holder's statement.
You mean lies?
There is no equality under the hate bill.
Yeah. That's a whopper. I mean, this man is supposed to be leading this country to a path of legal and moral equity, and it's not there.
I think the only real reason the federal hate bill is not being enforced with the kind of severity that we see in Canada, England, Australia, in major European countries is that there has been a lot of controversy generated about the hate crimes legislation over the last 10 years. And your outreach and me working with you, our Truth Tellers National Prayer Network, has played an important part in tenaciously resisting this legislation and working to educate not only the American people, but educate worldwide. And the liberals just don't want to take on the religious conservative right. I haven't been able to do too much to convince the religious right of the danger of Zionism.
That still amazes me. Go ahead, Ted. Sorry.
But I have played an important role in alerting them to the role of ADL in masterminding this hate crimes legislation, as well as letting them know what the abuses it's wreaked around the world.
How can the religious right not face up to reality? I mean, are these people that stupid? Are they brainwashed? What's wrong with them?
They're theologically insane. They
that
have
sums
been
it
so
up
brainwashed
nicely.
By the Zionists and even the ADL and all of its speakers, bureaus, and propaganda and so on for a full century. That they're like someone in a love affair with some kind of a wretch. They cannot see what everybody else sees. This is theological blindness and so on. And my first line of attack against it, of course, is bringing them back to biblical reality, that it is not anti-Semitic to criticize evil Jewish leadership. Jesus, John the Baptist, all the prophets did it. And I also bring them back to theological reality that the Scripture says again and again, in fact, dozens of times in the Old Testament law, that the Jews can never return to a holy land in a state of apostasy, rejection of Jesus, their true Messiah, and the kind of abuses and perversions that go on in the nation of Israel today.
Well,
under no stretch of the imagination, I tell the evangelicals repeatedly, is this counterfeit return to Palestine, the prophesied return that will happen when the Jews do repent at Christ's second coming. I continue to batter them down. None of them can answer me. None of them can debate me. None of them.
No.
But I think they are wearing down, certainly, in acknowledging the tremendous role of ADL.
Okay, hold on, Ted, right there, if you would. We have to pause, and we'll be right back with Ted Pike in just a couple minutes. Okay, and back with Ted Pike. So, Ted, if William Kristol, and I forgot who his cohort is on this new committee, this Zionist committee, which has as its charge to go out and get hold of these 30 million plus American evangelical Zionist supporting Christians, that's going to be a force to really be reckoned with. If they're organized and officially and formally put under the sway and direction of world Zionism, that's going to hurt. It's not going to help.
Well, it's a time to speak the whole truth as never before about the false Talmudic, cabalistic center of gravity of modern rabbinic Judaism And one of the things that's been assisting the telling of the whole truth is some real blunders on the part of these Kabbalistic rabbis in Israel. Just in the last few weeks, there have been two major rabbis in Israel. The first one was Rabbi Yitzhak Shapira, who came out with a book called The King's Torah this last year, in which a number, dozens of settler rabbis are in agreement with him that the Goyim Palestinians should be slaughtered. The Palestinian babies even should be killed, because
right.
it's almost a certainty they will only grow up to be
a
terrorist and so on.
Right.
And not only that, but there's another rabbi who is the head of the Shas party, which is the Sephardic party in the Knesset.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Yovadiah Yosef, and he is saying not only should they kill the babies and kill the Palestinians, but he says that Israel, God should kill everyone who is criticizing Israel today, worldwide.
Yep.
This is the leader of the Shah's party,
mm-hmm.
which is part of the coalition government under Netanyahu. He is saying all anti-Semitic critics of Israel,
put to death.
Strong words of criticism of Israel should be killed by God. Now, fundamental to the teachings of the Talmud and the Zohar or Kabbalah is the belief that Israel is the visible, practical manifestation of the will of God in this earth. So when he's saying God should kill all the Goyim who are criticizing Israel, he's basically saying it should be by the instrumentality of Israel if things were as they should be. Now, what is really bizarre is that John L. Hagee and his Christian United for Israel are sending millions of dollars every year to these same ultra-Orthodox Haredim or Haredi ultra-Orthodox settler groups who are on the front lines of antagonism and violence against the Palestinians, stealing their lands and water rights and cutting down their olive groves and harassing them and all this kind of thing. Hagee and these naive, gullible evangelicals are supporting these very far-right-wing Orthodox rabbis who are calling for the killing of the Gentiles. And these rabbis are also in the front line over there of persecuting some 10,000 Messianic Christians in central Israel and throughout Israel in the West Bank. And so what we have here is a tremendous anomaly. And
right.
I count it a privilege that I can get my e-alerts out, and especially that you put them up. In fact, just last week I put up a reprint of a previous article. I think it's entitled The Kabbalah, The Thorn That Makes the Mideast Bleed, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's on 50 websites and blogs now, tremendously well-received, because it explains the impetus, the drive, the homicidal motivation behind these rabid settlers and rabid Kabbalistic rabbis in ultra-Orthodox Judaism in Israel today.
Right.
And by the way, Israel is announcing there are going to be hundreds of new settlement housing projects built by October, beginning the foundations, as these fanatical ultra-Orthodox Jews begin to spread over the West Bank and throughout Palestinian territory. This is a ticking time bomb, and the evangelicals are literally funding it.
Wow. All right. Well, they're not going to stop until all the Palestinians are expelled or killed. That's the plan. It's obvious. And if the extreme right wing were in charge, they would just go in and kill them.
Yes.
That would be
the
end.
That is the objective. There have been statements going all the way back to Jabotinsky, Ben-Gurion, Golda Meir, and so on through the history of Zionism, to the effect that the ultimate practical method, the ultimate practical goal...
95% there.
Is the expulsion of all Arabs from Palestine.
Well, you see, they've killed off future generations of Palestinians with depleted uranium. That was part of cast lead. They just laced the place with DU, and now birth defects are beginning to show up, cancers, malignancies, tumors, all the rest of it. This is not a secret. Yes, some of it blew into Israel, but acceptable losses. World Zionism, as we know, sacrificed an awful lot of Jews in World War II to the Holocaust because they would not give Rabbi Michael Dov Wiesmandl $3 million to gain safe passage for all Jews out of occupied Europe into Spain. That was the deal offered to Wiesmandl, one of the leading rabbis in all of Germany and Europe, in 1942. He went to World Zionist headquarters. They said, nope, Rabbi, go home. You're not getting the money. Unless a lot of Jews suffer and die in the war, we won't be able to erect our homeland, Israel, as easily as we want to after the war. So Jews were sacrificed. Wouldn't be the first time.
Yes. Yeah, that's part of what's called the Shabbatean brand of Judaism, which contends that absolutely anything can be done in order to win, including sacrifice of your own or using even your own young people as cannon fodder in the gay rights movement, anything like that, just as long as it leads to ultimate triumph.
I agree. I agree. All right.
You know, this is the time. You know, we have the internet, which is unprecedented in my life. I've been waiting all my life. I've been aware of this Jewish question since my late teens, early 20s. Even when I was in my early 20s, I vowed that someday I'd write a book, a definitive book to wake up the world and especially the church on this subject. And I always had the tremendous barrier of the established Jewish-controlled media keeping me down, keeping me isolated, allowing ADL to attack us and so on, and we didn't have a defense. But we have the internet now in which we can leap over all of these propaganda boundaries which have prevented the whole truth from coming out. And that's why I'm a little bit steamed tonight about Alex Jones. He has this bully pulpit of claiming millions of people, and yet he's playing games with the whole truth. Now, it's absolutely fundamental that with this tremendous opportunity, which I believe God Almighty has given us at this late hour, that we speak the whole truth, especially as God leads us.
Well, you can't speak half the truth, Ted, because it's a lie. It's a lie of omission. You tell the whole you tell it all, you don't tell any of it. I mean, this is all about disinformation. People who do not tell the whole truth are lying to people. And
they
unfortunately,
are, and it's also a lie that a lot of people don't really care about the whole truth. They just want entertainment and the Fox News and Glenn Beck and so on. I'm really, really saddened that Alex Jones seems to be going in that direction, doing the very least he can. In fact, he has another video up on YouTube in which he's defending himself, pointing out that he has criticized Israel occasionally. And when Israel misbehaves, he will speak out and so on. I don't know the facts behind that, but it seems to me like he's doing the very least that possible in order to try to preserve his reputation. The truth is that these two letters I wrote or two emails I wrote about Alex Jones have set records of popularity and email response from people all around the world. From Australia to Europe, everywhere, people are saying, right on, Ted, we appreciate you telling the whole truth. We're saddened by Alex Jones's failure to do that. Keep up the good fight. I've got it 100%, close to 100% of support behind me. I know that a very large percentage of Jones's audience is with me. He's disappointed with him. They're bearing with him. Mm-hmm. But if he continues playing around with the whole truth, hiding these great realities and dangers from his audience, I believe he's going to lose a great deal of sincere people, great deal of his listening audience. He's going to regret it. And now with nearly 50% of the American people, according to the Greenberg poll, criticizing and saying we should not support Israel any longer, even for only for monetary or professional or career reasons, Jones should see that as a tremendous market that should be explored, and people should be given what they want.
Well, Ted, thank you again for all the heroic work you've done for so many years. I'm glad to be able to contribute a little bit here and there and do what I can. But it's people like you that we really need to support and absolutely spread the word of. So Ted's articles are easily emailed. Please do that. Truthtellers.org. Ted, thank you. Have a great weekend. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you, Jeff.
Okay, take care. Reverend Ted Pike giving us his views on a number of situations, as he always does. All right, you have a wonderful weekend. And we'll be back, our encore program Sunday night, of course, and around the clock at Rents.com and RentsRadioNetwork.com for you and anyone else who cares. Take care. We'll talk soon.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all-natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rents.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rents.com.
You're listening to the Rents Radio Network, nationwide and worldwide on the net and at Rents.com.